You want some talk about some thoughts about Northwestern? Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Northwestern was extremely important because my mother said from the get-go, Susie, if you're going to go into theater, which I'm assuming you are, we know you are, then you're going to do two things for me. You've heard this before, but you're going to go to college and get a degree. And you're also going to learn to type. And of course, I did both because Mama said whatever Mama said you did. I went to Northwestern had a young person's summer course. We were called Cherubs, and so I went to Cherub Summer School. Before I started, between my junior and senior year in high school. And that was a big deal. And I learned, but began to, at six, seven, whatever it was, weeks, 8 weeks, how many ever it was, that I went to Northwestern. And then I was all set. So when I went in as a freshman, I knew a lot more. I was, you know, it was very, I was very available and aware of what was going on. To start at Northwestern in theater was interesting because see I was a singer but I didn't discover it. I didn't discover my voice until my late high school, junior and senior year that I discovered that I had a really big belt, Hello Dolly belt voice, and. So it was one of those things where I really came into it. The first big musical that I did was Annie Get Your Gun was the major first lead part I played. And I really had a big voice, and I just didn't know it. So that began the whole process of the belt. And I still sang in choirs as a soprano because I had a full soprano at a high C.
Right.
But there's a vocal thing that happens between a belt voice and a legit voice, what we called a legit. And it's a process of learning how to if you're hey or hey. It's just that difference, and then you can go back in to the to the belt. Do you see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying that and you really usually can't go above a high above a C. But I can go high C. Not, you know, don't hold that against me because I haven't sung for a while. But I learned the mix. It's a Barbara Cook kind of thing. Uh-huh. Barbara Cook has the mix, but I was kind of stuck in the belt, which I loved. But the thing I discovered at Northwestern was that the main Elvina Krause, who ran the theater department at Northwestern and had her own community theater. She had her own theater that she ran. In Pennsylvania. I was never asked to go there because I was going to Kansas City Starlight and getting paid for it. And got my equity card.
Right.
So it was one of those things where it worked out. But I did what I did do was I began to really know that I could sing. And when I got to Northwestern, I realized there was no musical theater, much at all, except something called the WAMU Show, which was a production that was done by students. And it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. It was a big original deal.
Right.
And I was in it from sophomore year and junior year. But then I had started at the Kansas City Starlight, and I was, you know, I just decided that senior year I wasn't going to do it because I was going to be leaving early for the Starlight for those appearances. Mm-hmm. So Northwestern was, I did a lot of good stuff in class. But I never got to. I missed Shakespeare.
Okay.
But I did But I basically did bits and pieces, and I did Shaw and Chekhov and a lot of Chekhov. I loved Chekhov, and I did Chekhov professionally too. and with Reed Shelton, as a matter of fact, as Vanya. Reed was the original Daddy Warbucks in Annie on Broadway, and so anyway, Northwestern was more of a Susan, get a little bit more sophisticated. It was Susan. Northwestern taught me. I needed a sorority, for instance.
Right.
I would not probably ever have joined a sorority if I had been now.
Right.
Although, you know, it was fun.
Yeah. Right.
We had our own house. We had our own big house on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the women that were 80 pies, mm-hmm. were in theater. And so I had a lot of friends who were mm-hmm. theater.
Right.
And so I was administration, and yeah. I did a lot. I was part of the May Court. I was very active in administration.
Right.
So Northwestern was not as much theater for me, although that's what I majored in, and that's mm-hmm. what I did.
Right.
But as it became my whole world mm-hmm. when I came to New York. I knew from the get-go, as you know, that I was going to be in theater, and I went immediately after doing Kansas City Starlight after my junior year, and mm-hmm. then after my senior year.
Right.
And then I was home in Indiana for a couple of a week, and I was on a train to New York.